Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Pat. We are with North Coast Food Web, working to build healthy communities in our region through food and agriculture.
Today on Food Talk, we're getting ready for North Coast Food Web's Food Film Festival that is kicking off this weekend, Saturday the 8th at the Columbian Theater. And in honor of that, we invited...
I just want to double check the date. Is it the
Oh, sorry, the 10th. Why do I keep thinking it's the 8th?
On
sorry,
the 10th.
On the 10th. Thank you, Pat.
I'm on the 8th.
Yeah.
We have lots going on
this week.
We do.
It's exciting. Woo, okay, not enough coffee this morning. And as another little interesting thing happening, we invited Janine Fairchild, who's the owner of the Columbian Theater, to come and talk about food films with us, our favorite food movies. We've got some great ones lined up for this film festival. It's one a month for the next 4 months. But there are some other ones we really want to talk about. And Janine is just joining us. I was going to put a call out to Astoria to say if you saw her, to tell her to get over to KMUN. But she's here fashionably late. And we're just getting started, Janine. And so we're talking movies. We're talking food movies. And when we started brainstorming this idea of having a food film festival, I think the thing that most people go to is all the amazing documentaries that are out there about food now. And there's so many on the market, you know, Fast Food Nation and Fed Up and Food.
So we decided to take a little bit different approach. And I want to back up just for a second in terms of the food film festival. Whew, say that fast. North Coast Food Web, as many of you may have heard, are in this wonderful position to have a fabulous building that we're putting a kitchen in, and we're so excited about that, so we can do all kinds of great things in the community. And this
like
food
cooking
film,
classes?
Like cooking classes, yeah. Yes. Food Film Festival is one of the ways that we're inviting you in to get to know who we are, what we're doing, and help support us in this lovely venture.
It's a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser.
But
absolutely.
A fun fundraiser.
There's food. And there's great food films. Janine, yeah. It's great to have you here with us this morning.
Sorry I'm late. I thought it was 9:30. I was early. Anyway, yeah, so we're looking forward to this. And actually, there are so many great food films that we could just do the Columbian Theater food.
I know.
Series all the time.
It was really hard to narrow it down. I think that was part of the challenge. Come closer. It was really hard to pick, and we had some great conversations.
How did you do that?
Well, part of it was what's available. I mean, that's one of the challenges is, like, there's a lot of great films that are out there, but you have to make sure that it's out there and available and affordable because you have to pay to show it. And then we also were sadly, we thought we'd avoid films that had subtitles. And that may have not been a great choice. And I'm thinking we may need to do another whole film festival because
there's so many good ones out there.
There's some great movies.
Great foreign movies. So we settled on 4 films. And starting this Saturday is a movie called Dinner Rush. And I feel like I want to have our engineer Marianne come on the mic because this, I think, was one that you really
I love
advocated
this
for.
Movie.
I've not seen it.
I own this movie.
I haven't seen
I
it either.
And I watch it periodically.
And it's
for
Danny
two
Aiello.
Reasons. It's Danny Aiello and it's Sandra Bernhardt, which... Why would we not watch that?
Yes.
It's also the guy that plays the chef, and I'm embarrassed to not remember his name, but he is perfect in this role. The entire cast is superior, and also it is really evocative of place and one of the more... I don't require a film to be accurate. As long as it has, like, food prep in it, I don't really care. But the bonus of this one is that it's actually kind of an accurate depiction of a restaurant kitchen and how it works and all of the ego trips and incest and all the stuff that's going on down there and the really hard work and the beautiful stuff that comes out of it. So I'm recommending this movie. And then bonus, murder.
Yeah.
There's murder.
I know the one thing that Marianne was telling us earlier was that, you know, of all of the films that we picked, this one is definitely the one that that if you're not into chick flicks, this is not a chick flick. And you should come. There's gangsters, there's murder, but there's really beautiful food. And I think that's a really hard thing to capture on camera, is that what happens in a restaurant kitchen.
Well, and that's one of the hardest things I understand with acting, is acting a part and preparing food at the same time. Like acting like you're preparing food and actually preparing
the
food.
Yeah, so if you're not really a chef,
and then
those
making
aren't...
it time. I mean, it's just amazing what goes into directing these films. They're like special effects sometimes almost. But
so that's the Saturday film that's coming up again this Saturday. And let's talk a little bit about time and
the films are going to start at 9:30, and it's, we decided to do them on Art Walk night in Astoria because we knew there'd be lots of people out and about in town anyway. And then Art Walk goes from 5 to 8, and we're actually having an open house at our new building. Food Web is having an open house, and that's at 577 18th Street in Astoria. And so we'll have some appetizers and hot cider there. And if you want to just come and take a look at the space where our new community kitchen's going to be and find out more about what we do and have some really great food, that's a great place to stop by. And then after Art Walk, we were fortunate enough to get Josh Baer, the amazing bartender at the Voodoo Room, involved, and he's gonna make a themed cocktail for each of our movie nights.
He is studying the movies.
And that's
probably
great.
I don't know what he's gonna come up with for dinner, Rush.
But something with blood in it.
You know, yeah, I know, really.
Something Italian and bloody. I don't know. Yeah. But so there's gonna be a themed cocktail being served at the Voodoo Room if you want to get warmed up. The movie will be shown after the regular film shows at the Columbian Theater.
So as soon as the movie is over, our regular movie is over, we'll clean up and get the doors open. So we'll try to make that happen.
Yeah, and it is this is 21 and over. It's adults only. There is going to be alcohol served. We're also going to have some amazing appetizers that will be themed to the movie as well for sale, little small bites. Ish themed to the movie. Marianne's looking a little puzzled by that. You can come up with something that's themed. Okay. Well, no pressure, but
it will be delicious.
They will be delicious. But it's also just a fun way to get together. It's winter. It's raining out. It's awesome to get inside and watch movies. And this is the time where I love to just, like, you know, back up our Netflix queue with a lot of really great films. And if they have anything to do with food, I get excited about that. So
that's great.
What's coming on down?
And, yeah, we've got three more coming up.
And we do. So in February, we're going to be showing Chocolat with Johnny Depp. I think everyone just goes straight to Johnny Depp, and he's not the main character in this film, but it's like, oh man, Johnny Depp.
Well, there is Juliette Binoche.
Juliette Binoche.
She's pretty amazing.
And if you haven't seen that film, it is, you know, beautiful and evocative and romantic, and there's lots of chocolate in it, but it's a really gorgeous film. It's really beautiful. And it's on Valentine's Day. It's a really great way to end your night and get in the mood for whatever is going to come next in your Valentine's night.
And then in March, on the 14th, is Tortilla Soup.
And that is a great film. It's actually a remake of a Chinese film called Eat, Drink, Man, Woman that was directed by Ang Lee, I think. And this is kind of like taking that story. It's like a father who's a chef with three unmarried daughters, and they gather around the dinner table a lot and eat fabulous food. And so this was a reinterpretation of that film set in a Mexican-American community in Los Angeles. And so the food is amazing. Our board member, Norma Hernandez, was just like very excited we're showing this film. And she really recommends it.
Great.
Yeah, it's a really sweet movie.
It is. It's a very sweet, it's about family and relationships, but the food also is really amazing.
Yes.
I think it's going to be dangerous because you're going to get hungry.
Yes, even though you will have had all the treats and you will have been at Art Walk and had those treats.
Save room.
You'll want to do
a full evening. And then April 11th, we wrap it up with Big Night, which is also a very fun, lovely family, fraught with some tension in there, but also with great food. What is that thing? I can never remember the name
timpano.
Of the... Timpano.
What is timpano?
It's...
Sorry, Marianne, to keep putting you on the spot. Just
Italian,
leave your mic on.
Ice cream.
Yeah, it's made in the shape of a drum, timpani, that's the name, and it's a layered pasta with whole cooked eggs in it, and I mean, you wouldn't make it just for, you know, your average night dinner. It's really special, and it is in the movie a specialty of the chef who played Monk on TV.
Tony Shalhoub.
Yes, Tony Shalhoub plays the actual chef. His brother is Stanley Tucci, so the cast is just superior in
it
this
really
movie.
Is. And this is a class.
Directed by Stanley Tucci also.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
It's an amazing film. It really is. And I, you know, can I, I've never actually watched it all the way through.
Well, then you're
I know. It was this classic film, and when it came out, it was just, I don't know what was going on in my life. I was super busy, and so I've seen scenes from it. I've seen parts of it. I've seen excerpts. The soundtrack is amazing.
The
with
soundtrack
Prima.
Is stellar.
And the whole premise of the film is about this failing Italian restaurant in the 50s in New York, and they're banking on Louis Prima coming to some big dinner at the restaurant that's going to save the restaurant somehow. I mean, I know the plot. I know everything. I know it's the most amazing food film out there. Never actually seen it all the way through. I'm so embarrassed.
Well, now's your chance.
I know. I'm really excited about this.
Remember The Commitments, where they based the whole film on Wilson Pickett showing up? It's kind of like that with food.
I know. So
that's fabulous.
Four amazing films, one a month for the next 4 months. It's going to be really great. And with all of them, there'll be a special cocktail, there'll be appetizers, there'll be a lot of fun. We're going to have an open house before each film at our building, so you can come by and check it out and find out what's going on with local food world and North Coast Food Web and what we're up to. But I kind of want to talk about the films we didn't pick as well. So what were the things that got left?
Oh, are you kidding? There are so many hundreds of movies.
My gosh.
And some of them are of questionable repute.
Well, that's true. I know.
Those are some of the best ones.
I actually mentioned this on Facebook this morning because I was laughing when I talked to my husband, Packy, this morning. And he's like, oh, food talk. What are you guys talking about this morning? I'm like, food films, you know. And he's like, oh, you mean like 9.5 weeks where Mickey Rourke ties up Kim Basinger and feeds her food? I'm like, yeah, sweetie, that, like that.
Yeah. Or Soylent Green.
Yeah.
Delicatessen.
Yeah. Or The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and His Lover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So those are a little bit more extreme. Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd, excellent food film.
I know.
Absolutely.
But there were others, too, that...
so many. You know what? If you out there love this film festival... You need to let us know. You need to go to northcoastfoodweb.org and you need to say more food films, because if you like it, I think we might just, keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
I think we should. I know. I know one film that I wanted to mention that Marianne and I both really wanted to put on the list, but it's a German film. It's called Mostly Martha. Mm-hmm. And it's another really beautiful film set in a restaurant, really beautiful food preparation. It's a very lovely story. My sister showed it to me because she's studying German and she's been watching a lot of German films as a way of just like hearing the language and colloquialisms. And I loved it. It's if you have access to, Netflix or video or something like that, look it up. It's a really great film.
Another one is Babette's Feast.
Oh, I was hoping we could do Babette's Feast I've only seen it in French.
Oh,
and I don't speak French. But there's
So you saw it with no subtitles?
With no subtitles.
Oh,
in French.
You saw it in French as opposed to Danish, which is what it's in.
Maybe it was Danish. Yeah. Okay. I don't know the language.
It was a language you didn't understand.
It was a language I don't know how to speak. Yes. But what was so compelling about it was you still understood what was happening.
Yes.
Meal is just, this whole thing that came together was really gorgeous. But I can't wait to see it with subtitles I know more about
what. You know, Coast Community Radio listeners are well-educated, highly articulate people. I think we could probably show them a film they had to read and they would.
I think so.
So after this, if it is brought back by popular demand, we might bring you some subtitle movies. I also really like Tampopo.
Oh, Tampopo is amazing.
I would love to be able to share that with people.
And that's a Japanese film.
Yeah.
It's another gangster film.
Well, it reminds me
gangster food movies.
Yeah. No, it's very cool. And it's sort of Clint Eastwood-esque. I think that it is got a spaghetti western feel to it, even though it's a Japanese
gangster movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were talking about all these movies, what I really got a kick out of was just talking about all the food scenes in movies and how important some of those scenes are and how much we love them. And I was thinking about all the spaghetti scenes. There's so many spaghetti scenes.
Oh,
all
gosh.
The gangster movies have spaghetti scenes in them, don't they?
And Lady and the Tramp
that date scene. Oh, it's so beautiful.
I was reminded of Jack Lemmon in The Apartment. Do you remember this one? He was making spaghetti with a tennis racket.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that scene.
Oh, there's yeah. some great ones. We so appreciate the Columbian sharing this opportunity with
yeah.
us.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's fabulous. It's,
I know. Well, also being yep. able to tap into your vast knowledge of films and, well. And appreciation of that. I know. It's so cool. And, there's films, as we talked about this, there's movies that aren't necessarily about food, but there are those epic scenes in them. I think, a classic is always that Meg Ryan scene. In When Harry Met Sally,
yeah.
When
yeah.
she's
in
eating.
The diner,
yeah, in the diner. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you should just go watch that movie because you'll know as soon as that scene hits, and it's hilarious. And
I'll have what she's having.
I know that's a good one. You know, so the one that came to my mind too, and this is not about this is not a film about food, but it is about crime. Interestingly enough, as I was kidding, is and you may not think about this. It's the film Witness. With Harrison Ford,
yeah.
and
yes.
he and Harrison Ford goes undercover in the Amish community, mm-hmm. And there's a really beautiful scene. It's the barn raising scene, and if you haven't seen the film, it's the most amazing. And basically, they're filming this in an Amish community, and they film a real Amish barn raising. And it's you gotta set your 21st century feminist politics aside, because it's all the guys are working on raising the barn, and all the women are bringing the food to the table for the lunch that they're all gonna sit down and eat. And there's no dialogue. It's all music in the background and beautiful slow motion of this barn being built and this food being laid out, and it's really beautiful to watch that as a expression of community, I think, and community sitting, working together and then eating together. It's that's a really beautiful
which scene. We've been lucky to experience out at your farm.
I know.
Yeah.
Not quite a barn raising. Yeah. I would love to be able to do a barn raising.
You have a beautiful barn.
I know.
But
it needs some repair.
But fabulous
gardens. If we could just import about 100 Amish guys to come and do
that. That would solve a lot of issues.
We could all use that.
The whole town, actually.
So speaking of your farm and meals on your farm, mm-hmm. I think we might have something to share with people at the upcoming film festivals share that.
I forgot about that. So we also had a local filmmaker named Colin Smith make a video for FoodWeb, just kind of about what we do and about local foods, so kind of celebrating local food. And we're going to be premiering that January 10th. It's kind of been released into the wild. It is out there online. I've had a couple of people talk about it, and we're having its official premiere
on a big screen.
And there are some of my chickens do star. This film, I'm very proud of them. Very proud of
and
my rooster.
And a beautiful meal there.
And there was a beautiful meal that we had at the farm.
Lovely.
So yeah, that's I'm just realizing, as I've been so excited about talking about films, that I haven't said that you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and we are streaming live at coastradio.org. And you can also listen to us using the TuneIn app on your mobile device. And if you're just joining us, we are talking today with Janine Fairchild of the Columbian Theater, and we're talking all about food films, getting excited and getting ready for North Coast Food Web's Food Film Festival that kicks off this Saturday, January 10th.
Wishful thinking.
At 9:30 p.m. with the film Dinner Rush, starring Danny Aiello.
Looking forward to that. One of the movies that I was thinking about that I don't know if it was even on the list, and I've certainly never seen it. I think it's called Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Does that ring any bells with anybody?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, it sounds like it's really quite a violent movie, which is probably one of the reasons I've not seen it. But it's a person that's on a mission for the best, very famous Yucatan dish, pollo pibil. I don't know. Does that ring any bells?
I have not seen that.
I haven't either. I certainly have heard of it, and I haven't seen it. And now we might have to.
We have to look.
We
it up.
Might have to.
We may
it
have
it.
To have a foreign food film festival.
Yet even more difficult to say. That would be perfect.
Foreign festival. Well, another great one when we were looking at February and thinking about Valentine's Day. There's also Water for Chocolate, which is another really beautiful film that involves food and romance. And chocolate, but also very beautiful. It's a Mexican film. And I remember watching that when it first came out and just being amazed and so enthralled.
Mm-hmm. It's that magic realism thing that Chocolate is a little bit like that, too. A little fairy tale-esque.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I know.
Really nice. I wanted to quickly say that as much as we are so happy to talk about our food film festival at the Columbian, Janine and the Columbian Theater do a whole lot of this late night screening on behalf of organizations and schools and everybody in this community all the time. Thank you so much.
You
not
so
just
welcome.
For the food.
We can do afternoons also. It doesn't have to be midnight all the time.
Yeah. It's, you know, and this is such a really great way. I'm so grateful that you do this because it's a wonderful way of getting some documentaries or more unusual films being shown here on the coast. We're a little cut off from, you know, maybe the art house film scene in the big city. And it's great that you make the theater available for that.
Good. Glad. Hopefully more people will make note of some of this, because even in the city, doing art movies and documentaries and stuff is really tough. And they do cost. They're expensive.
Yeah.
So,
Do you find the documentaries are more expensive sometimes than the feature films?
Oh, you know, it depends on who carries them and who you have to license through. And and it's funny that old movies actually can cost more than current playing movies to show sometimes.
Yeah, I know, so that was actually confusing. One of our challenges for Babette's Feast, I think, was that it's very expensive.
Yes.
To get permission to show it. So it's when you're trying to do a fundraiser, that's a little bit of a
Exactly, I know.
So speaking of fundraisers, you have some experience with that not too long ago, raising money to replace your projector.
Yes, we did. Yes. And thanks to our great community here, we were able to do that, and things are going great with that.
And you just had to replace it. Did you just get it replaced again?
I don't want to talk about that. Yes, we did. We did. They came. The company came through and replaced the whole projector after trying to repair the parts.
I know.
We can't repair our own projector anymore like we used to. And, you know, we were kind of all down on digital cinema, and we love film and all that, but actually it does look really nice.
It does.
That's one of the things that's so great, I think, about living in a community like this. You know, you have this wonderful resource there that you so graciously share with the community, and the community steps up and helps out when there's an opportunity to do that.
Yes.
It's a great reciprocal.
Yeah.
Well, and I just love that we have a movie theater in our community where you can go and have film and get a pizza.
A slice of pizza, yes.
Which brings
it all back to food.
Yeah.
And going, and I think part of this whole thing is being in public and eating. And, you know, we all have our dirty little food secrets, I think. Well, I know I do with Chips Ahoy that I won't discuss. But when you go in public and you join together with people, you're on kind of your better food behavior. For the most part.
So, okay, Janine's dirty little food secret is Chips Ahoy. What's yours, Teresa?
I don't know.
Mary Ann?
Circus peanuts. Only stale. They have to be stale.
You know, I think it's honestly potato chips with French onion sour cream dip.
Okay.
Holy cow, childhood favorite. Still do it.
I would have said that, but just because you guys know this about me, mine would have to be, I think, pickled bologna.
Pickled bologna, God.
Pickled bologna, that sounds good.
Oh, Janine. Pat will bring you some.
Do you make it yourself?
It's better than you think. It is better than you think, but it's not, maybe, I don't know that anyone's going to make a film about pickled bologna.
I don't think so.
So I'm curious, for people out there that are listening to this, if you have films that you think are awesome food films, we have a Facebook page, North Coast Food Web, and we've got some information about our Food Film Festival, but I would love for you to go and post on our Facebook page films that you love, that have great scenes about food, that are about food, that you recommend, even if it's just recommending to our community, like, what should we be watching this winter at home, you know, getting a video, getting a DVD, but maybe for future ideas for film festival.
Yeah, what would you come see and bring all your friends with you?
I know.
Yeah,
but what are your favorite food films? Because I think this is a great, I know there was one that came out just recently, Chef, that you
Chef
showed that
a
lot of people
that
really
was
liked.
That was a great movie.
And it just seems like a theme that keeps coming up again. Food is something that's so central to all of our lives.
And then another great one was Ratatouille.
Oh, I love Ratatouille. That is an animated film. That
so
was
sweet.
Great. And it's crazy to me because, you know, farms, you end up having a lot of rats around.
Yeah.
And I have, you kind of need to dispatch them. But, man, that movie has made it really hard. It was almost
now they
like
have a cute
You know, after the film Babe, do you remember Babe?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't eat bacon for a couple of years. I felt so guilty. I kept thinking about Babe the pig and... So I eat bacon again. I'm sorry.
You're
I got over it eventually.
You're very empathetic.
And I'm kind of over the rat thing too, but that movie did kind of make me pause.
A rat that can cook.
I know.
That's funny.
It was good. So I'm curious. I want to know what people's favorite food films are. If you see any of us on the street, stop us and tell us. We're curious. And so just to remind you, Pat, tell us about the Food Film Festival again.
So coming up this Saturday, January 10th, is Dinner Rush. And again, these will be at the Columbian Theater. And
in Astoria.
You can pop into the, in Astoria, yes, thank you. You can pop into the Voodoo Room for a great Josh-made cocktail prior to the movie. February 14th is Chocolat. March 14th, Tortilla Soup. And April 11th, Big Night. And the film will start at 9:30. And this is second Saturday, so right after Art Walk. So a really food and beverage fun-filled evening. So looking forward to seeing you all there. What else is coming up in town?
Well, you know, one other thing that's coming up in town that Pat's being very modest about. This Thursday, January 8th, which I think is why the 8th was
the
stuck 8th in my head.
Mind, yeah.
So the Astoria Co-op does a monthly program called Beers to Your Health at the Fort George in their showroom. And this month, it's How to Spice Up the Food You Cook with Pat Milliman, owner of Pat's Pantry in Astoria. And that's going to be Thursday, January 8th at 7 p.m. at the Fort George showroom, which is at 14th and Duane in Astoria. And Pat, maybe give us a preview. What are you going to be talking about?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to doing this. It's some of the classes that we actually do in the shop, but people are always, always, always looking for ways to add more flavor to their food, or they're cutting down on salt, or they're taking sugar out, or they're wanting to eat healthier, and they don't quite know how to do that and how to do it with some flavor. So it will be all about how to incorporate more herbs and spices into your cooking.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to doing it. It should be great.
Excellent.
It'll uh-huh. be fabulous.
Spicing up the kitchen.
Absolutely. If you ever walked into Pat's shop, you will know that just the aroma of spices is so amazing. And it can really make food.
The colors are pretty amazing, too. I was sitting here this morning looking down at the jeans I have on, and there's a little splotch of turmeric stain on my jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Colorful, flavorful. And
you know, one other thing that I want to have people save the date for is April 11th. And April 11th is the Master Gardeners in town do a spring garden.
Spring into gardening.
Spring into gardening. Whoa, sip of coffee.
Spring into gardening. Food glorious food
is
event.
The theme.
Yes.
The theme
up.
This year is all about food. Whoa, what happened to my throat? I know. I'm sorry, frog in my throat, not frog legs. So April 11th, the whole thing is going to be about food. North Coast Food Web is going to be doing some presentations. We're going to do cooking demonstrations. It's going to be really great. The hours are different this year. I think it's like 10 to 3. So,
and
it's
at
the
fairgrounds.
And is it in fact true that we are going to roll Meet Your Farmer maybe into that activity so that I know a lot of you out there have attended the North Coast Food Web's Meet Your Farmer events around the area, but this is a chance to do a whole bunch of real cool stuff in one stop, in one day, meeting your farmers, learning about some cooking tips and tasting some great food, and also supporting the fabulous Master Gardener program.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great day. So April 11th, save that date. Gosh, I'm
yes.
so sorry.
And I want to quickly remind
shut up now.
Quick, eat something.
I want to quickly remind everybody that there is an open house every Art Walk second Saturday at North Coast Food Web 577 18th Street in Astoria. We will be serving you delicious goodies and talking to you about what it is we do, and that's going to happen every second Saturday, no matter what else is going on. You're invited.
And thanks for joining us today. Janine, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you
for doing everything that you're doing here.
See you this Saturday.
Thanks to our engineer, Marianne Myers, and Luke and Katie for our theme song, and thank you for joining us on today's Food Talk.
Thank you.
Support for Food Talk comes in part from the Astoria Co-op, dedicated to building community through food, featuring local, natural, and organic groceries and produce. All shoppers welcome 7 days a week at 14th and Exchange and astoria.coop.
Stickin'